2 Kings chapter 24. In Jehoiakim's days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. The Lord sent raiding bands from the Chaldeans, Arameans, Moabites, and Ammonites against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke through his servants, the prophets. Surely these troubles happened to Judah at the command of the Lord, to remove them out of his sight, because of the sins Manasseh had done, and also because of the innocent blood that he shed. For he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and the Lord was unwilling to pardon it. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, and all that he did, are they not written in the scroll of the annals of the kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin his son reigned in his place. The king of Egypt did not come again out of his land, for the king of Babylon had captured from the brook of Egypt to the Euphrates River everything that belonged to the king of Egypt. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he began to reign. He reigned in Jerusalem 3 months, and his mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan, from Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, just as his father had done. At that time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up to Jerusalem and besieged the city. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to the city while his servants were besieging it. Then Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, surrendered to the king of Babylon, he, his mother, his servants, his nobles, and his palace officials. The king of Babylon took him prisoner in the 8th year of his reign. Nebuchadnezzar carried off all the treasures of the temple of the Lord and the treasures of the king's palace, and cut in pieces all the vessels of gold Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, just as the Lord had predicted. He carried off all Jerusalem, all the officials, all the warriors, including 10,000 captives, including all the craftsmen and artisans. No one was left except the poorest people of the land. He carried off Jehoiachin to Babylon, the king's mother, the king's wives, his officers, and the chief men of the land. They were deported into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon. He also deported all the men of valor, 7,000, and the craftsmen and artisans, 1,000, all of them strong and fit for war. These were the ones the king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon. The king of Babylon made Mattaniah, Jehoiachin's uncle, king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, just as Jehoiakim had done. Because of the anger of the Lord, these things happened in Jerusalem and Judah, until he finally cast them out of his presence. Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon.